003, the second shiur in Hilchos Shmita. Okay, I don't know if I did this last week. I maybe should have. If I might have done it, and it just slipped my mind. So I apologize if I'm repeating myself. And I'm also apologizing. I should have done this last week. I started thinking like, I didn't give enough thought to the Seder HaDvarim. So I want to go over the Seder HaDvarim of Hilchos Shmita that we'll be doing, because I can give an hour and a half lecture on Hilchos Shmita, and, you know, that'll be it. And, well, we could do this every week for a year. You can do that in Hilchos Tefillin, and in Hilchos Tefila, and in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and in Hilchos anything, the truth is. It's just Shmita's more fun, because we don't know anything about it. Or at least we know we don't know anything about it. Now, I don't know. The actual Hilchos Shmita, I want to categorize the halachas. Maybe I did it last week. Let me go over it for myself. And then I'll give an outline of what we'll be doing in this year. And again, I want to repeat, you can do this in anything. We could meet once a week in Hilchos Tzitzis. And it could take easily a year to thoroughly go through Hilchos Tzitzis, anything. So, you know, and I can talk for an hour and a half, an hour and a half, and give over the basic Hilchos Shmita. Okay. The dinim of Shmita that are negeya to the consumer on Shmita, assuming that you have peiros that are kadosh, bekdusha shviyas, which you will not have if you buy the dats. But that's Vaad Shmita stuff. People, they call themselves Vaad Shmita. There are different Vaad Shmitas. So if you buy the Badats, which is Goyish stuff, or, and you decide to follow Minig Yerushalayim, I'll call it, for convenience sake, that Goyish stuff does not have Kedushas Peiros, so you don't have to know any dinim other than to buy Badats next year. Or Reuben, or whatever, or bells, you know, you have to find out exactly. They usually, the Haredi Hashem deal with Goyim 90% of the time. You personally could be machmir regarding that prat, and you could treat those payers with Kedusha Shvius, and you have to find out how to deal with the money. Because if you're assuming it has Kedusha Shvius, and you're going into a store, and you're paying the guy money for it, so there's a problem of giving him those, that money, according to you, so to speak, will acquire Kedusha Shmias. And if you give him money and he gives you change, so according to you, that money he has Kedusha Shmias. So there's a whole system of how to pay for payros. This is all parenthetical. Don't write anything down. We're not learning about that. And also, so you might be, most people would end up, I don't know, the Haredi market is Goyish stuff, and it's Minig Yerushalayim in these parts, from what I understand. Certainly if you buy Heta Mechira stuff, so you're buying Goyish stuff, and you're not treating it with Kedusha Shvius. So the people who are Salmechad do not treat the payers with Kedusha Shvius. So what's Nageya, the consumer on Shmita, is the dinim of Kedusha Shvius, the Kedusha payers. How to eat it, the Isser Hefsid, the Isser Schoira, to be aware of the Isser Sichin, that's many things that grow, have an Isser, what's called Isser Sichin, aftergrowths, things that grow by themselves, Midrabanon, it's Osser, and the Isser to eat things that were not treated properly according to Hilchos Shmita. Someone planted on Shmita, someone didn't make his field hefker on Shmita. Are you allowed to eat those peiros of a field that's called either Nizra, the Ne'avad, it was planted, it was worked, or Shamur, it wasn't made Hefker. So those are Hilchos, that's one category of Hilchos Shvius. The halachas that are Negeya on Shmita to the consumer eating food of Shvius with Kedusha Shvius. Okay. And that's really, it's on Negeya for a while. Even if you'll end up, if you buy, then it won't even have Kedusha Shvius. And even if you realize that grain is not Nogeya, grain is almost entirely from Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Israel, the whole year round. Fruit doesn't become Nogeya till until, I don't know when, until they picked the fruit, that the Chanota was after Tu Bishvat. So, like, first 6 months of Shemitah, you're eating Shishas fruit. It's not again vegetables, if you would have vegetables, because vegetables you follow when you pick it. So theoretically, they could pick vegetables Tzom Gedalia, right? Or the day after Tzom Gedalia. And that'll appear on your table immediately, and you follow the Lakita by Teres when it's picked. So, okay, so that's when that becomes Nogea. There really is, and I was thinking maybe I should have started with this, this very nice fundamental Klolistik in Yonim and Shemitah that would really be the most appropriate in these months. We'll talk about the 3 months, let's say, remaining to this year. You talk about, let's say, it's nice to talk about the Cheshbon of Shemitah. How do you determine what Yesh Shemitah is? How was that determined? Shemitah Bizman Hazer is a very chashuv inyan. The Gvulos Haaretz are very chashuv. And it's very nogeya. I mean, the nogeya Shemitah, the Gvulos Haaretz. Oile Mitzrayim, Oile Bavel. I'm having now, because of what we're trying to do, the southern border is a major, major issue. In what's it called, Otzer Haaretz, and the Bedatz and Rav Eliashiv, and where exactly the southern border is, going pretty much straight south or southeast, not southwest. Even southwest is a shiloh. There are those that hold the Tvuas Haaretz holds. The Admas Kodesh holds that the whole Gaza Strip was never nichbash, not even by Eilat Mitzrayim. And it has no, and there's no problem there at all. But unfortunately, that's not Nogeya anymore. Although there is a swath of land where it's still Nogeya as you move east. But the real issue, Rav Eliashiv being Machmir until the 30th parallel, and the Bedatz sinking every Shemitah lower and lower south. And so that's a major issue to talk about the Gvulos Haaretz. That's a nice Indian. So these are like Ekroni things that are not really Hilcha Shemitah, but they're like a Hakdamah to Shemitah. The Hetta Mechira would be a nice Indian to talk about, discuss it. The Dine Shvias and Fields of Goyim is a major Indian to talk about. Otzitz, flower pots, Otzitz Nokov, Otzitz Sheinu Nokov, that's already more Nogei Elamaisa, as we'll see. Things that grow in the house, the cloud, the hot houses is another major issue. The two issues that are being really, that are holding up the works, is the issue of where the southern border is, and the issue of growing in the hot houses. They create an otzut she'enu nokuv, they put down plastic, and it's in a bias, because they have a roof in the hot houses. So is that totally menutak from the Oretz, and there's no Kedusha Shvias, and there's no nothing, and it's like you're buying fruits or vegetables from non-Kedusha Shvias. And that's a major source, that's going to be a major source of the Otzer Haaretz, what do they call it? The Otzer Haaretz stuff. There'll be a lot of stuff from hot houses, and okay, that's It's not poshut that it's okay, that it has no kedusha shvius, and they work it, and they plant it, and they do everything. So it's not poshut. It's not poshut. I don't mean to chas v'shalom. I mean, it's not poshut. That's all. It's something that has to be. It's kedai to talk about. It's kedai to go through the sources. So that's an inyan, a nice inyan to go through. When the iser svichin starts. You know, something that started growing in Shishis and ended up growing in Shvius, that's like a major Inyan in itself. We are very Mekil. We assume there's no Isser Sichin once it started growing in Shishis, even if it just popped up above the earth this much. So that's already, it's not Isser Sichin. Otherwise, all vegetables that started growing in Shishis would have the Isser Sichin. So that's an Inyan to go into. I Shaul Reifenberg, the head of Efrat Yisrael, just told us, it was a very big shock to me. I thought there was pretty much a consensus that if it started growing in Shishas, there's no Isser Slichim. And it seems like Rabbi Yashiv said that it's better to buy from Goyim and be saying the Chaminig Yerushalayim that there's no Kedusha Shvius, that he says that's a better option than buying stuff that started growing in Shishas, where you have a Shaila if it has Kedusha Shvius, maybe it's also Al Svichem. So he says better do that option than that option, which was very, 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 very surprising to me. Okay, so I mean, these are Iker and Yonim. So I thought really we should do that these months. These in Yonim, like the Cheshbon of Shemitah, the Shemitah of Manazeh, the Gvulos Ha'aretz. Okay, the first list I gave you is really Nageya and Shemitah, if you have pairs with Kedusha Shvius. But then I realized what we did last week, and we're going to follow up this week, is really, it's a good thing to do now, because everybody has gardens, pretty much. People have backyards, people have gardens. So it's really Nogeya now, because it's Nogeya to know what you'll be allowed to do Shvius and what you won't be allowed to do Shvius, and therefore you could prepare now in anticipation of that. So that's what we're going to do. Right. So that's what we're going to do. So this week, we're really going to... This week we're going to talk about the manifestation of what we talked about last week. You know, it's how it manifests itself, papayo, in the average person's garden, in his backyard. Like the papayo of last week's theory. That's what we'll talk about this week. Again, we're only going to be talking klolim. It's always like protim, that you have to ask a shayla if it comes up. And next week, we'll either finish up. Maybe, I'm thinking, depending on what we do today, maybe I'll have a gardener here next week. I just spoke to a gardener that seems very knowledgeable. He took a course by this machon, and maybe he'll come in and talk. I don't know if he'll give out his business card. I don't want to be seen as promoting him. But he'll talk about the poil, much more the poil than I'm able to talk about, about what he does, what he was taught. He went to this Yom Iyun, and he learned, of course, how to prepare for Shemitah, and what to do now in the next few months, so that basically very little, if anything, has to be actually done in Shemitah, Avodas Ha'aretz. Because one of the first things we're going to learn today is that even when we say that Melachos Derabbanon, and it turns out most things are Derabbanon on Shemitah, because we said Toldos are Derabbanon, so the only thing that's the Oraisa is Harisha, Zeria, and the Zimur of the Gefen, and then Ketzira and Betzira, which, okay. Everything else is Derabbanon, and that's Mutar B'Makom Hefsed. But there's also, in line with saying it's Mutar B'Makom Hefsed, is saying that anything you can do before Shemitah, you must do before Shemitah. Israel says, it's not really a Hefsed. You've created the Hefsed by not doing it before Shemitah. If the gardener tells you that you can put down fertilizer, and you can put down slow release, whatever, you know, like you take a pill and slow release, and you can put down fertilizer that releases, and you don't have to do anything on Shemitah, we'll see about that, if that's so pushy, if that's mutter. But if you can do that, then you have to do that. And anything that you can push off till after Shemitah, you have to push off till after Shemitah. So it really is important to know now. So maybe we'll have a gardener come in next week, and Taka talk about pruning that should be done now in Shishas, and the fertilizing that should be done in Shishas, and maybe even what kinds of things to put in your garden. What are the perennials? What's a perennial? That's, it comes up by itself. That's what in Hebrew it's Rav Shnasi. That's Rav Shnasi. I see. I'm learning all these words in Hebrew. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I asked my daughter, what's kisuach? What's kisuach desha? Mowing the lawn. Kitson. I finally figured it out. Okay. Other things that will be nogeya maybe before Shemitah is when's the last time you can plant anything. But that's not nogeya till Av, till the middle of Av, maybe an Elul for other things. And every year more and more people make a prusbul at the end of the sixth year also. That's like a great chumer that has caught everyone's fancy. 20 years ago, no one heard of it. And now everyone does it. Like, now you got to be embarrassed if you don't do it. The guy's not going to pay you back your loan if you don't do it. You better do it. Okay, we'll see why. But that's not going to get until Erev Rosh Hashanah, if that Torah is from Dorm. Okay. So again, the basic principle that we're going to be dealing with today is that Chazal will matir to do melachos to Rabbonon to save them from Misa, from severe Hezek, and according to the Chazon Ish, even to save the Peros of Shvius from Hezek. And we pointed out last week, to irony, that in what's called in Hebrew, Tzimchei Noi, things that you have for beauty, so if the damage we're talking about is that it won't look nice significantly, there'll be a significant kilkul in the way they look, so maybe by fruit you wouldn't care if it still has its food value, but in flowers or things that are there for noi, so then adarabah, that's what they're there for, so we will reckon with them more than we would by food items. Now, if the kilkul, so you could do malachus rabbanon to avoid hezek, but if the kilkul would only be for shmita, let's say, and after shmita you can just do whatever you got to do, and everything will bounce back. So, after ask a shaila, there are achronim. When I say achronim, I mean like nowadays achronim, like a Rebbe Yashuv and Rebbe Nissim Karevitz, in this place, and so some. They hold that if there's, although the Chazon Ish was Mekil, if the Peirus of Shvius will be Neskalkel, that's called a Hefzik, a Hefzid, that allows Malachos to Rabbonon to be done to the trees, even if the only Hefzid is the crop, not the tree itself, the crop of Shvius. The Achronim have a Svara that maybe that's only true by food, because of its food. And people want food, and people have to eat food. So maybe that's the only time the Chazon Ish would say that the kilkul even of Shvius Peiros allows Malachos to Rabbonon. But maybe in flowers, and in Simchei Noi, even if it'll just get ruined for this year, and your lawn will look horrible, but it'll bounce right back next year, it's not of a permanent nature, maybe then you can't be Mekil. So you have to ask a shayla. If that's the case, you have to ask a shayla. You need a psak halacha, whether or not that chilek is made. If it'll be ruined after Shemitah too, then it's already not called the peros. Then, like, that's how they're magdir. Then it's called the guf was nizak, the tree. Right? The Chazon Ish is making the peros. If the hezek, let's say, will be that next year the flowers won't grow either, or the bushes, or whatever it is, so then the achronim are certainly mekil, almost. Then the consensus is to be mekil. That's already called the hezek of the guf, which you can do malachus to rabbanon for.
Watering isn't obvious.
We'll see. Now, by the way, it should be mentioned as follows. And again, I'm giving you what I think. There's a consensus of the achronim. Everything's an issue, as is everything in halacha, basically. Flowers, things that are for noi, not for smelling, even if they have a nice smell, but they're for noi, they don't have kedusha shvius. Again, when you talk about working the land, you're not allowed to work the land for even an ilan srak, for even a drink. But the ilan itself, wood, has no kedusha shvius. Only something, right? Only food, animal food even, or other tzorchei odom perhaps. But, so the consensus is that prochim for noi, if it's not for reyach, has no kedusha shvius. Flowers that are for smelling, that people that are raised and the people want to smell them for their perfume value, then you have to be machmir, and then you have to treat it the pashtus, if there's kishayla, if it's nageya, but the pashtus you would have to treat it. The consensus seems to be to treat that with kedusha shvius, just as the Gemara clares about besamin, whether they have kedusha shvius or not. That's a chakir in Yerushalmi. It's a very complicated Gemara. The Chazon Ish explains it's not talking about spices for food. That certainly has kedusha shvius. it's talking about basamim that are not used to give tam in food, just plain basamim. So that's a hakir in Yerushalmi. We learn now from the word lochem in the parish of Shvias that only things that lechol tzorcheichem, only things that are for people's use, have kedusha shvias. There's another requirement that's really too involved to get into, and that is that the hanor has to be kodem habir. That's why you like firewood has no kedusha shvias, because you have the hanor after the beer, after it's burnt up. It has to be dumyu da'achila, that the hanor is there before the beer. So, but that's already that's too complicated to go into. So there's a shot. Because of the Yerushalmi, you would have to be machmir that the Samim have kedusha shvius, and therefore you would have to be machmir by trochim that are omeid l'reach, things that are omeid l'reach, anything that's omeid l'reach, that's with purpose, maybe it has kedusha shvius. But flowers that are nice and beautiful to look at, the consensus seems to be that there's no kedusha shvius. But again, that's the flower, that has nothing to do with working the land. Working the land for flowers that are pretty is just as also as working the land for food.
Whatever ultimately has kedusha shvius will then become hefker.
That's part of kedusha shvius, is that you have to make it hefker and you can't do schoira with it, and you have to let people come pick it. Yeah, that's part of kedusha shvius. What?
If the hamon use flowers as just being
simchinoi. I don't know. Yeah, so that does not have kedusha shvius.
Even if, let's say, objectively a flower connoisseur would say, oh, but this has such a very unique smell.
I thought I'd spoken out. If it's not for smelling, if it just has a smell, that's okay.
So if it's decides? For... It's for the hamonam music?
If there's, yeah. Now, who will decide? You have to go to a row, and you'll need a psak.
I mean, are there objective categories like lists of flowers that they say this is...
I'm not aware. I'm not aware of... I didn't see a list. I saw lists of other things. I didn't see a list of that. What do people put in their bathrooms? That's artificial stuff. Sometimes you see people have like flower type things. That grows, or that's artificial? That's chemicals.
If it's in a plastic thing, it's not...
I smell raspberry, I think bathroom.
They put chemicals on dried flowers.
No. Okay. So there's no problem of schoir and buying this. Oh, there might be a problem if you're not allowed to work the land, so maybe you're not allowed to benefit from ne'evad or nishmar. That's a shaila in itself. So that's not totally in kedusha shvius. That's totally in an iser of perhaps lifting imer, perhaps in sayayi the yogra veira, perhaps it's even learned out from a posuk that you're not allowed to benefit from things that isurei shvius were done to. Like Maisa Shabbos is a tzad in the Gemara, it's the
oraisa. So the source needs to be
sort of like the pashtus because of this problem. Because of the problem, but again, if this tzedodim to be makil, as is usually true, this tzedodim, the consensus in halacha actually is that nevad and shomer is mutter, but I've seen in all the svarim I've looked at that minig Yerushalayim is to treat it as osur, nizrav nevad and shomer, even though technically you can make a good case that for you the consumer it's mutter. Okay. So we said you have to do in shishas everything you could, and you have to push off the shminas everything you could. Okay, now we'll talk about, we'll go through the thing. Watering. So things that will be ruined without watering, it's mutter. And so there's two charts. There's all kinds, I'm getting an education, there's all different kinds of growths, and there's all different kinds of karka. And the amount of water that things need to survive is this chart, the Mishpatei Oretz chart, is on page 95. I don't know if you have these farm or not. If you're interested, it has the kind of here they have the kind of area, Ezor Ha'har, Ha'arava, Ha'Negev, Ritzuos Ha'Chof, Meisha Ha'Chof, and it has Kayetz and Oviv, and whether it's Deshe or Prochem and Sichem. and it has here how much water they need to survive. And in the Ketiv Shviyas Sefer, it's in page 246 to 250, are all the charts needed for how much water. Here they already have Sug HaKarka, Kala, Beinonis, and Kveda, heavy earth. What's Chulias? I don't know what that means.
The charts agree with each other?
I can't read them. Again, in general, the Ketiv Shviya Sefer is much more miktzoi of agriculture than the Mishpatei Oretz Sefer. Just in terms of miktzoi of agriculture, this is the way to go, if that's what you want to delve into. Like here, they have many more pages and more sophisticated charts. This is put out by the Machon HaTorah V'Haaretz. The Mishpatei Oretz is Efratis Kolel. This is also a very fine sefer, in the Kihilchasa genre. And then there's tons of others. These three. Okay.
It's better to use shinui, like to put the water in the grass at the time or the...
There's no need.
No, but is it better?
There's no need to. In fact, I admit I was not able to determine why, but all the svarim I saw said that by watering, even if you could get away with watering it before Shvius, that's the one exception to the rule I said. And I didn't have time to, like, why? Why is that an exception? But that's the exception. You don't have to, like, water it before and, like, saturate the ground with water and, like, have it be there. Okay. Now there's a big shaglet. If you could water, now that it needs water to survive, can you water it normally? Or do you have to basically be mitzamtzim it only the amount of water that it needs? So there are achronim that you have to water it mitzamtzim, only what it needs to survive. And you can't just, okay, now I can water it. But then another sefer I saw said that in Pirchei Noi, there's no difference. It seems that it's bad to water it more than it needs to survive. In Gan Noi, I saw one of the svarim I saw said that in Gan Noi, this question is not relevant, because the gardeners will tell you that you should anyway minimize it to the water that it needs to live. Like everything else in halacha, the rav is supposed to have his gardener that he consults with, and then you have to trust your rav that he has a good gardener. No, I got news for you. Everything's like that. Everything's like that. Guess what?
Yeah. Can I see the
rav gardener? This rav, I like the gardener. I have my gardener. I think I liked him, but I'm a sucker for people that know things that I know nothing about. I automatically assume they know what they're talking about. And if I would ever go into it, I would probably hope that they don't. That's how I am. You know, when someone talks about something I know nothing about, I go, wow, he's great. Like, it's good to have a firm gardener. It's good to have a gardener that's knowledgeable about Shemitah. This is a wonderful thing, this course. They gave a course, and they gave a course for gardeners. And they might have taught them a lot of coolness. That's why you have to hook up with the rough too. Now, there's a basic halacha that if you're watering something, I'm trying to stick to klalim. The pratim is pratim and pratim and pratim. If you're watering something that needs the water to survive and another thing gets watered also that doesn't need water to survive, that's okay, as long as you don't do it directly. If it's indirectly, it gets watered, you don't have to worry about it. It's like saying Dovish and the Miskaven is okay. And as we saw last week, there's a huge tula by Shvius that's not the Divrei HaKol. But again, the way I see things, it's a consensus that there's not even a din of segregation by Shvius. And if you're saying on the Skaven, you're okay. But what you always have to worry about is Marasayan. That's a huge hakpada by Shvius. So what'll end up happening is that you'll say, well, basically it's mutter because you're not mechaven. Let's say you cut off a branch from a tree in a way that spurts a new growth. So you say, but I'm doing it because I want that stick to play baseball with, you know. So you say, oh, that's okay then. But it's marasayim. So you'll have to cut it off the tree in a way that doesn't spurt a new growth, or that's a shinui. That's not the normal way you would do it to spurt a new growth, so that there shouldn't be marasayim, though. That's why you'll be doing it. But the etzem thing will be mutter, because, as I say, by shvius you have to be mechaven. That's a, okay.
Does that mean that it would be mutter, maybe not for marasayim, to wash over?
Yeah, that's what they talk about the merpesa, you're doing sponja. So they have punk netilas yadayim and your merpesa that it drips down to the gina. So again, Rav Elyashiv there, that pashtus is okay for that reason. It doesn't look like you're watering, there's no marasayim, and you don't mean to water it. Rav Elyashiv there is machmir. He says that since it's very possibly nichaloch with the watering, under the normal circumstances, you would not mind, you would be happy, you would be okay with the fact that the gina is getting watered, then it's a problem, and therefore you should be makban on shvius, it should be like, have a chomrei nikui there that are not good for plants. And this is nageya, dripping air conditioner, and doing the tilas shadayim. Right, if your air conditioner drips onto the gima, or the tilas shadayim, or the sponge on the merpesa.
I just put a chomrei nikui.
What?
Probably a chomrei nikui in the air conditioner drip.
No. And the chlami, Rabbi Elijah holds as a problem, and you have to figure out how to solve it. I was talking about the sponge when I said the chlami nikui. Rabbi Elijah holds as a problem. If you have a problem, you got to get a psak halacha. I'm not saying automatically all of Rabbi Elijah's psak. Rabbi Elijah has a lot of psakim that people in this room don't listen to necessarily. I'm just giving an example of the type of thing that are issues. This is an issue. Water that inadvertently goes onto a gina. Rabbi Elijah has a chumrah that nichale is like mechave and is a problem. Again, I would say the consensus is that it's okay. But I saw in the forum that Rabbi Elijah is machmir.
But if you did sponge and it's already got the whatever.
Yeah, and a chalam.
Throw that
out
outside,
okay.
There's no problem
whatsoever. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Is it shy of marasari by something like
for what's your case? Yeah, but if this has it, if your gina is in a matzah where rove of the gina, Rabbi Elijah holds you need a significant rove. I don't know, is it rove muchlat means a significant rove? But just means for sure. Okay. A rove muchlat is the lashon of the Svarim. I still bring him down. You need a rove muchlat of things that have a hefsid.
So let's say you have like a patch of grass where sometime in the course of the year, if you don't water it, it's gonna die.
Yeah.
At least once. So would that resolve the marasayim problem for the air conditioning? Because
if it's the type of thing which needs watering, lefayriya. If it's the type of thing which you're allowed to water every once in a while, or else it'll die. And then the chanami, yeah. Okay, let's talk about fertilizing. So, I'm just quoting from the Svarim I saw. Rov tzimche noi, they for sure, you can go for a year without fertilization. It should not be a problem at all. There's a chart in the Mishpatei Oretz, on, I think, page 97, and in the Ketiv Shvius, page 251 to 256, all kinds of fancy names that I can't read. There's different types of fertilizer. For tomatoes, there's all kinds of different formulas. So, how much to put down and when to put it down. But by something, apparently you can get away without it. Now, what about you can put down chemical, like it gets released during Shemitah. You put it down Erev Shemitah. So this is a major machlokes. Chazanish, I'll call it Chazanish and Shlomo Zalman, even though it could very well be a Machlekes Rishonim. So, I realize that. And that is, and this has to do with really the, perhaps most fundamental question of Shemitah of all, whether it's Shvisa like Shabbos, that the Din Shvisa is on the person, has to be Shoveis from doing Avodas Haaretz, or whether it's Shvisas Haaretz, which would be the equivalent of Shabbos, we have a din of Shvisas Kalim, let's say, according to Beit Shammai. Whether it's Shvisas Oretz or Shvisas HaPerson. And here's a huge nafkamina. according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say, who holds it Shvisas Haaretz. So you can't, for example, plant something 2 days before Shemitah that will take root on Shemitah. And the Chazanish's maskona is that that's perfectly mutter. And the slow release chemical, same thing. Same thing. Setting up a timer to go on Shvius, to water. All the same issue. If it's Shvisas Haaretz, it's, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's usur without a pu'ulas adam. It's usur that your field should be watered. I'm talking about now, of course, with the Rabbanon, and of course, if there's no hefset. I'm talking about ba'ifan, that it's usur. So it's usur that your field should, something should take root on your field in Shemitah. Even if you're not doing it, you did it 2 days before Shemitah. It took root on Shemitah. So this inyan of the chemical fertilizer with the slow release, you would have to ask a shayla. It would be totally in that basic machlokas, which boils down to, I think, like the most basic machlokas of all. Whether the assay of a Shav Sa'aretz, Shabbos Lashem, is a Shvisas Adam or a Shvisas Sa'aretz. So that's a major thing. And that's, yes. Okay. Oh, here's an interesting point. Something that requires, in order to live, both watering and fertilizing. There's an inyan to do it together. In other words, to do it in a way that in the watering is the fertilizer. That there's only one pu'ula being done. Rather than doing two pu'ulas, if it's possible, you should try to be makbid. Rather than two pu'ulos asuros being done, asuros, unquote, I'm talking about that it's mutter to do. Rather than the pu'ula of hashka'ah and the pu'ula of fertilizing being done, you should try to do it in one pu'ula. They do that. They mix the fertilizer that's commonly done. They mix the fertilizing agent into the watering. It happens together. So you should try to do that if it's possible. But if all the plant needs to survive is watering, not fertilizing, you're not allowed to say, well, once I'm watering it, so I might as well put fertilizing into the water. No, that's awesome. Okay. Like throwing a dirty diaper in the 9 days into the washing machine. Not throwing your own clothing into the washing machine. Yeah.
If you have two kinds of plants, one who needs fertilizer and one who doesn't need fertilizer, can I run one line and say, I'm running it anyway?
That's the shade of shadow. No. If it's impossible to do it without that, it's going to end up being mutter. You know, if you can't put down the line without the other plant getting fertilized.
What?
I'm telling you the Gedarm. If it's impossible without that, it's going to end up being mutter. If it happens as a dover de memela, it ends up being mutter. But if it happens yashir, like there's a separate line that feeds that plant fertilizer, then it's awesome. If it's like you water this plant and the ground gets so damp, I'm talking about watering now. Uh-huh. The ground gets so damp that plant is nehenna from it.
You can't have one line with two holes.
Unless it's, if for some reason it's the Efshar Balav Hachi, then it ends up being mutter. Okay, let's talk about Idur. Idur is hoeing, softening the ground.
What about fruit trees?
What?
Fruit trees.
What about it?
Fertilizing.
Same thing.
I
don't know. Again, you look up the charts to the degree that it's needed. Again, in the Ketiv Shvius book, it's on page. If you want to save time, we're going to have it on page 2B. And the Ketiv Shvius book, it was on page 251 to 256, is all the charts of fertilizing. That's the better one. Use that one. Page 251 to 256 are the fertilizing charts for all kinds of everything. Okay. Idur, we said, is with a kli, softening the ground, hoeing the ground. That's usually not necessary. But sometimes cracks will develop in the karka that if you don't fill it up with dirt, so the roots of the plant will dry up. So then, again, it's mutter. In other words, again, Idur is mutter abonon, and therefore it's mutter to do if indeed it will be as it caused. Okay. you're allowed to even be ma'adir ho if it'll prevent a sedum from developing. If the gardener says that in the normal course of events, if you don't like pile up dirt here, these cracks will develop, then you're allowed to do it before. Kitsa either is one of the malachos drabanan that are mutter to prevent hefsid. Okay, nikush is weeding. Again, it's mutter in order to be, there could be grass that takes away the sustenance from the other stuff you have growing there, weeds, whatever. So you're allowed to do that. If you do it with a hoeing implement, then you have to be careful not to hoe the ground. Because hoeing the ground is also mutter abonah. It's only mutter to prevent the hefsid. But otherwise it's also, it's also, it prepares the ground for zriya. And therefore, even if you use a hoe to be menakesh, to weed, you have to be careful not to hoe the ground as you're doing it. What?
Remember last shmita, people putting plastic bags around the weeds as an indirect shinui way of killing them.
Yeah, that. And rather than spraying.
Rather than just pulling it out.
Rather than pulling it out?
Not everyone's doing it.
Is there a problem? I'm saying there's a problem pulling out weeds.
I'm not aware that there's a problem pulling. Wait, there's a problem pulling out weeds. If the weeds will be mazik, other things.
So the shadows, what is mazik? I mean,
it's the gardener. If it'll ruin other things, if it'll take away the nourishment from other things, and other things will die. Or there will be a hezek nicker in their growth.
Or it pulls up the blattles.
Or what?
It pulls up the blattles or in the garden, something like that.
Yeah, then you're allowed to weed. That's
but it makes your flower garden ugly. The flowers, because we said that was all.
If it makes your garden ugly.
The flower portion of the garden. Now you have these ugly. You're like saying the flowers were for beauty.
There are achronim that are matur that also. If there's kashayla, there are achronim. There are definitely achronim that are matur to pull up weeds tonight. There are achronim that are matur mowing a lawn for noi. Say, we'll see. We'll see. I'm going to jump ahead. We'll get to everything. There's an interesting shayla if you have things that are roi lemaichel behema. Things that are roi lemaichel behema have kedusha shvius. So, can you spray and kill things that are ro'oi l'ma'achol behema? That's the question. If you could pull it up, but can you spray it with poison?
Because of
the Yisr Hefzid? No, because of the Yisr Hefzid, right. Can you spray things? So here's a big shayla in the Achronim, again. Maybe there are animals around. If you're living in a place where this is not used for animal feed, it's, you know, we're city dwellers. What? I don't know. If. So it's a shadow. Rosh Chodesh Zalman said you cannot walk on grass. You cannot walk on grass with muddy shoes and ruin it on Shemitah. That's this shayla. If there's no animals around and it's not really omate for that, there's a basic machlokas achronim, whether it has kedusha shviyas because it's roi l'maichel behema, or whether it doesn't because in this place it's not omate for maichel behema. Do you need bepoil for maichel behema, or just the fact that it's roi l'maichel behema is good enough?
Just a question about the Buddha Rav said that things which are not for human consumption, like firewood,
yeah,
don't get kedusha shviyas.
Right.
So I understood that
Michael Behema does, absolutely does.
Why is that a little different than, just to clarify, why is it different than
Michael Behema has kedusha shviyas. Oichel Adam, Oichel Behema, it's learned out from Sukkot. Oichel Behema has kedusha shviyas. Mashiach gained Trumas and Maestras, if it's pure Oichel Behema, it's not Mokhli, but Trumas and Maestras. Major difference. If something is not royal achilas adam at all, not even on the day of the chag, and it's just Michael Behema, it's potter from Trumas and Maestras, it is kadosh b'kedusha shvius.
What's all around?
Like,
here you have sheep.
I don't know.
Okay.
You mean according to the Mekilim? No, according to the Machmirim, if it's royal Michael Behema, that's good enough.
Oh, you to have kedusha shvius,
even if there's no behemas around, right? According to the Mekilim, it's only if it's Taka Poil, used for that. Forget the word around. There are those that hold it has to be used for that, has to be omeid for that, and there are achronim that hold it only has to be roi for that. Okay, we'll stop there. And I think I'm going to